Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hello, I'm Susan Violante. I'm your host for today. I'm really excited to be speaking on the phone with Sam Newsom, author of Jackie. Jackie's a unique story that touches a nerve as it chronicles the life of a young man which was labeled as mentally challenged and thus lives a life of misfortune until he gets reunited by chance with an old classmate plagued by guilt. A story that I enjoyed immensely, a book that should be read by everyone. But before we start, let's learn a little bit more about Sam Newsom. Dr. Newsom was raised in King, North Carolina, on a farm that has been in his family for generations. He attended Keith School and graduated from South Stokes High School in 1967. Sam graduated from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill in 1971 with a bachelor's degree in American history and then attended Bowman Gray School of Medicine, now Wake Forest University Medical School, and received an MD degree in 1975. He then completed a residency in family medicine. During his years of medical practice, he has also helped staff the county health department, ran the county jails, and the local state prisons health programs. He has worked with the local skilled nursing facility since 1980. He has served as a county medical examiner since 1978, and he has been married to his high school sweetheart, Betty Jo, since 1971. They have two children. Sam has learned that everyone has a story that they are usually willing to share. Many also have unappreciated potential. If that untapped potential can be fostered and developed, marvelous results occur. That is the inspiration for Sam's first published story, Jackie. For more information on Sam and his book, visit his website at www.jackiebysnewsom.com.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you, Susan?
Pretty good. I'm actually really excited to have you at Inside Scoop Live because I did read your book, and I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
And for our listeners, I'm talking to Sam Newsom, author of Jackie, Breaking News. It's such an original work that we're going to go into it in a little bit. But before, why don't you tell a little bit more about yourself to our listeners?
Okay. I live here in King, North Carolina. I'm a family doctor here. I've been in practice here for 36 years. I've been married to my lovely wife, Betty Jo, for 43 years. We have two children all grown and left home now, and I'm a lifelong resident of this area of North Carolina.
I actually lived in North Carolina for a year in, I think it was Watauga County, up in the Appalachian Mountains,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it. I loved it. I cried 17 hours in our drive to back to Florida. I remember I was 17, and finally my mom turned around and said, if you don't shut up, I'm just going to open the door and drop you here.
We are lucky to have a beautiful area of the country here.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Sam, how does a doctor all of a sudden become a writer? What originated this idea of yours?
In the 36 years, I have had a variety of patients, and while I don't want to talk specifically about any one, I felt that even the most unfortunate of us seem to have abilities that if they're just fostered, if they're just found, can produce significant results. My son, Carlton, wanted to take up some writing, and when he was in college, he wrote for the newspaper at college, and we began doing some writing together. He's since gone on to other interests, though he still is interested in writing. I have continued to find things that interest me and things that give you that question of, you know, what if feeling that you get sometimes, and have put those into words.
Awesome. And, you know, I find you kind of nail it with something that I, it, you know, this book has made me think about. And forgetting a little bit about the main character, which is Jackie, and there's another character also, Jimmy, I tend to kind of relate to Jimmy in the sense that I think that most of us, you know, while growing up, there's always that one thing that you did or that you didn't do that keeps bugging you because you're not so proud of. And how did that idea, you know, pop up for this book? I think it's something that is just, it touched a nerve, and I think it will probably touch a nerve in many readers.
I am glad you picked up on that. The first writing, the first draft of Jackie was written with first person, and Jimmy was the narrator of that. There may be some vestiges of that still that are seen. I tried to, when I changed it over to a third person narration, I tried to rid of that, but some of that may have shown through. And I wanted all the characters to grow. Not only does Jackie grow and change during the course of the book, but also Jimmy changes as well, and he has a chance to redeem himself or to come full circle with that event that happened in his childhood and make that into a positive finding for him and Jackie.
And I think you did an awesome job. You did an awesome job. Also with the character Jackie, the way that you put, you know, there are so many kids are labeled in these days. I think that a lot of the people that have, you know, attention deficit disorder is really just not that, but there's an overactive imagination or overactive energy, or some of them are real cases. And then I don't agree how the school system works with these people, because I don't think that they're really disabilities per se. But I know that a friend of mine had this kind of a ADD borderline autistic boy who's a genius, and he went on to college and everything. And she struggled with the school system to the point that she just did the homeschooling because he was, in her mind, was not disabled. He just had a social problem mostly that,
yes.
You know, and follow a system, a structure. I mean, he needed a different structure, and that's what it was. But the way you handled this, I mean, you addressed so many things, you know, the social services flaws, the needs of, you know, how people are labeled wrongly, how useful people that are labeled can be. I mean, our conscience of things that we did or didn't do. I mean, it's such a complex book that I really, really want to tell readers, you can't miss this one, and it's Jackie by Sam Newsom. And you can check out his website at www.jackiebysnewsome.com, and that is N-E-W-S-O-M-E.com. Is this like a group of experiences that you've had or people that you've met? How do you come with such a complex and yet simple book?
That's correct. I've seen pieces of Jackie in many of my patients. Now, I have not seen anyone with the extraordinary talent that he has, but we've seen several patients, and you mentioned ADD and ADHD. You mentioned autism, which we never really want to spell out that Jackie is autistic or not, but
mm-hmm.
but he certainly has some aspects of that in his personality. And we see patients who are bullied, who have difficulties with abusive families, and that's one aspect of Jackie, is that his personality was altered, perhaps stunted, by his early childhood experiences, both abusive and then later on by being overly sheltered by his mother. And these circumstances blend together to make person that turned out to be Jackie in the book. So yes, in answer to your question in a roundabout fashion, Jackie is a combination of people that we've encountered over the years, certainly not to the extent and that Jackie manifests, but there's certainly pieces of people we've known in there.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, you've developed your medical career in such a way that I think it's worth mentioning, because you have matured from family doctor to also geriatrics, and also you have worked with the prison system.
Yes.
I wonder how many stories could you develop from that experience? And also, I mean, how did this experience affect you as a person and your writing?
I think that it may have made me a little bit more open to realizing that we're all so different. And you mentioned my prison experience when I was treating both prisoners in the state prison system and in the local county jail, that we see people who are there for all sorts of reasons. They don't just all of a sudden wake up one morning and say, well, I'm going to do something today that's going to land me in jail. They are there for all sorts of reasons, some of which deservedly so, and some of which due to their circumstances. And I think it would be better for us to try to understand some of those. And that's not from a police point of view. We don't want to get involved with making decisions on a person's debt that they owe society. But I think these people do deserve some understanding.
I couldn't agree more. I think that we all humans are victims of our circumstances, combined with genes and personality. So everything is possible in this world, and even things that you could never imagine when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
But are you still involved with the prisoners, or is this something that happened, you know?
I was involved with the prison system for 25 years and with the local county jail for about that time. In fact, we established the prison help program in the local county jail back in 1988, and the jail went on to a contracted system last year, so we're no longer doing that.
I see. Well, I think it's admirable and awesome, and I think that it's a very great way to give back to community, to get involved that way. Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specialized in interviewing published authors about their current books and their areas of expertise. Join us and hear both well-known and upcoming writers talking candidly about their life experience as well as the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, we strive to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are available 24/7 through direct podcast as well as MP3 download from your computer for your convenience. Please visit us at InsideScoopLive.com. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Sam Newsom, author of Jackie. Stay tuned, because we are going to continue this fun and intimate conversation with Sam about his book, The Importance of Family Support, his medical practice, working with the prison system, and much more. But in the meantime, you can check out his book, Jackie, by visiting his website at www.jackiebysnewsom.com. And that is JackieBysNewsome.com. What do you think that people should know about the misfortune of some of other people? Because I'm sure that you've seen a lot in your medical career, not just working with the prisoner system.
Yes. Well, Jackie is a child that you alluded to, that a lot of us knew in school. When we were in elementary school in our early years, we probably saw someone like Jackie who we would prefer not to see, who we more or less ignored. And